And we're going to have a think about that reading that we've just heard. Come and sit down here at the front with me. That's it. Come and sit down here. Keep shuffling so people can keep coming behind you. Fantastic. Keep coming. While you're coming, why don't I say a little prayer that God would help us to understand the glorious news of Easter Sunday. Father God, we thank you very much for your word. We thank you of all that it teaches us about the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us to listen really well now and help us to rejoice at the glorious good news of Easter Sunday. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, I bet you are all wondering why has Matt got a tent at the front of church on Easter Sunday? Isn't that odd? You might think that I slept here last night. There are no Easter eggs in there. That's very sad. But good thinking, you're on the right track. Okay, I didn't sleep here last night. Actually, this is not a tent. This is a cave. A cave. A dark and gloomy cave. Do you recognise that? That is a page from the Fantastic Kids book. We're all going on a bear hunt. But this is not a cave like the cave in we're going on a bear hunt. Because this here, this tent, which looks a bit like a cave, is a bit like the cave that they buried Jesus in on Good Friday. Which is very sad, isn't it? That's a sad thing to think about on Easter Sunday. But that is the only thing that you put in a grave. The only thing that you put in a grave is a very sad thing, but we put people in when they've died. And the three ladies who were in our passage are really sad because their friend, Jesus, has died. So you see, really early on that Sunday morning, the very first Easter Sunday, when they went to the dark cave in the hill, they weren't expecting to see Jesus, their friend. They weren't expecting to see him because he died. All they were expecting to do is they bought some spices and they were going to put the spices on the body of Jesus. And they were thinking to themselves, remember we had it read, who is going to roll the stone away? Now I know this doesn't look much like a stone, but here we go. Here's the stone in front of our cave in the hillside. Who will roll the stone away? Now there are lots of things about this cave here this morning that are very different to the cave that Jesus would have been laid in on Good Friday. But there are two really important ways that this cave is a lot like the cave that Jesus was put in. And those two things are going to help us think about the fantastic news of Easter, the very first Easter. And the first way that this cave would have been like the cave that they put Jesus in and laid his body in, wrapped up, is that it was very, very dark. Very dark. Can you close your eyes? Close your eyes. Shut them really tight. Shut out all the light. Imagine you're lying in bed at night in your bedroom, and your bedroom is so dark that if you get your hand and try and touch your nose, where's your nose? You can't even see your hand coming towards your face because it is so dark. And in the cold, dark cave that they put Jesus in, there was no light. On that very first Easter, Jesus, the light of the world, was in a dark cave. Now the Bible tells us some things. You can open your eyes. Some of you are very good. I haven't told you to open them. You know, the Bible tells us some things about darkness. And it tells us that right back at the very beginning of the world, there was darkness because there was nothing until God spoke. Until God said, let there be light. And there was light. And until God brought about everything that there is and brought about life, there was nothing, you see, because life begins in the darkness. Just like us, actually. Before we were born, it was all darkness. Do you know that we are a little bit like a little match? Okay? This is a bit like our lives. Here we go. Don't try this at home. You know that we're a little bit like a match? We start in darkness before we're born, and then we're born like a little spark. And we burst into life. And we dance around. Isn't it beautiful the way it dances around and it flickers? And And we do all kinds of things in our lives. But you know what the Bible also says? That life is really short. It's really short. And then everything returns to darkness. And that's really sad, isn't it? And if we've known people who have died, like Mary and Mary and Salome knew Jesus who died, well, that is very sad because we can't see people again. And we can't tell them things that we wish we could tell them. Death is very sad. But just like life starts in the darkness, that is what happened that very first Easter. And people, when we realise how short life is, people often ask, don't they? They often ask, is that it? When you realise how short life is, they ask, is that it? Is that all that life is? Just a few years that we have. And then we die. And life is over. And the story of the very first Easter is glorious good news, because there's another way. There's another way that our cave here is like the cave that they laid Jesus in that first Easter. So first of all, it was dark. But second, it was empty. It was empty on Easter Day. The tomb, the cave, was empty. Listen to what the angel said to those three ladies who were very sad. Don't be alarmed, he said. You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He was definitely dead on Good Friday. But he has risen. He is not here. Isn't that fantastic? He is not here. You see, the reason why the tomb was empty on that first Easter morning was because a new kind of light was dawning. A new kind of life was beginning. You see, even though Jesus died on Good Friday, even though he was crucified, death couldn't beat him, and the grave couldn't hold him, and the empty tomb shows us that. Now, I tried to make this as dark as I could so that you wouldn't know that there was something inside it. But look at that. On Easter Day, oh, wow, a new kind of light was shining, a new kind of life was beginning. And the empty tomb, that first Easter, shows us that as Jesus rose from the dead, he was not there. The cave was empty. And on that first Easter Sunday, death started to die. Now here's the question that we put on our flyer. What is at the heart of Easter? It's very bright, isn't it? Are you a bit too dazzled? We'll turn it off in a moment. What is at the heart of Easter? What is the glorious good news right at the heart of Easter? Well, the bad news for you is that it's not chocolate. I'm sorry. That is not what Easter is all about. If you come and find me afterwards, I have got some little chocolate eggs. But that is only to celebrate what the really good news of Easter is. And that is that Jesus, who died on the cross on Good Friday, who died to take our sin, and who was laid in the grave, cold and dark on Good Friday, did not stay dead. He came alive again. Do you know, there's a fantastic verse. Here it is. I read it at the start of our service. That's the next slide. It says, our Saviour Jesus Christ, he destroyed death. Isn't that fantastic good news? Jesus destroyed death and he brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Jesus says, anybody who believes in me because of his death on the cross can have eternal life. That means being friends with God that starts now. You don't have to wait till you die. It starts now, but it goes on past the end of our lives, our short lives, and it goes on forever in relationship with the God who made us. And so the glorious news of Easter, that very first Easter, is still true today because Jesus is still alive today and he invites us all, little ones here, big ones at the back, he invites us all to trust in him, to trust his death on the cross to beat sin, to trust that he beat death, he destroyed death to bring life. And that is the most important thing any of us can ever do, to put our trust in Jesus the King, who died, who was buried, and who rose again. Well, well done. Why don't I say a prayer? And whilst you've got your eyes shut, we'll make it all go dark again. Are you ready? Close your eyes. Our Saviour Jesus Christ destroyed death, and he brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Father God, we thank you for that wonderful news on that first Easter that the tomb was empty, Jesus who was crucified was risen, and he was not there. Thank you that all the things that he said, we can trust them because they're true, and help us to trust Jesus today and all our days and unto eternity as we trust him with our lives and with our deaths as well. And we pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well done. We are going to sing a fantastic song all about the things